Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Your next chance at the $1,000 payoff coming up in 10 minutes. Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. 104.5 The Zone teaming up again with the Nashville Sounds for Takeover Tuesday at First Tennessee Park. Tune in to Midday 180 this Tuesday from 10 to 2 for a chance to win tickets and more. And don't miss the Nashville Sounds game later that day at First Tennessee Park. The Sounds take on the Colorado Springs Sky Sox. Be sure to also follow us on Twitter at 104.5 The Zone on Twitter, and follow the Nashville Sounds on social media to find out how you can win additional tickets to the game this Tuesday, May 8th at First Tennessee Park.
Paul Kuharsky is our jerk every week, but now it's time for him to pick his jerk of the week.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Brought to you by Southern Jerky Company. Fresh, homemade jerky made on-site at their location across from Costco at 91 Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs.
I think I may be venturing into familiar territory here. We could have an immediate repeat. Was Mike Francesa my jerk of the week last week? He's my jerk of the week this week. Because once upon a time, he ripped Marv Albert for quote-unquote vulturing Ian Eagle's job. Went on a big rant about how Marv Albert is rich and he's been there and he's done that. And now the Knicks have fired him and he's taking the Nets job and he's screwing Ian Eagle. Kind of like Mike Francesa is doing to the three people that replaced him 4.5 months ago. Hypocrite much? Jerk of the week brought to you by Southern Jerky Company. Fresh homemade jerky made on site at their location across from Costco at 91 Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs. I've been eating some of their fine product even during the cleanse phase of my diet.
How's that going?
It's appropriate. It fits. How's it going? Look at me. Look at me. No, don't take your eyes off of me. Look at me.
You look great.
Put your shirt
back
on.
Chad.
You look just like Paul Maurice.
I'm like Quentin Spain. I will do this gig with my shirt off like Quentin Spain does.
Oh, man.
Hey, pregame with us tomorrow on the rooftop, Paradise Park.
Join us, rooftop, Paradise Park, 6 to 8 p.m., getting ready for Preds, Jets, Game 5. Game 5 on 5-5. Join us a little bit after 5. We'll be there probably by 5:30, 6 at the latest. Come hang out with us on the rooftop at Paradise Park. Great setup there, great view, great specials. You can get the $6 pitchers there. Come join us tomorrow night at Paradise Park. Will, responding to my what I said about old number 7 and how I knew it, he said, is Withrow the new Kirby?
Christine with an excellent answer for one question, two answers, best kept secret. Sports, she says, what did Jeff Fisher tell McNair after the Super Bowl?
That's a good one.
And non-sports, what is the name of John McClane's band?
That we will take to the grave. That's a great one, though.
Actually, it may be Chad Withrow's final word.
It's true.
If I'm lucky.
On your deathbed.
If I'm lucky.
John McClane normally joins us on Friday.
I just got it.
He will join us on Tuesday. Oh, man. Let's go back to the phones. Corey is next up. Hey, Corey.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
I appreciate y'all taking my call, and hope y'all have a good Friday. The sports answer, honestly, I feel like that we'll never really know, but was Harold really on the card?
Good one.
If it really said honor.
I don't think
honor?
Any chance it
yeah,
said honor.
It's Honor Landry from Boston College. It sounds right.
That's great.
That's terrific.
Okay. And my non-sports answer, I've always wondered this since I was a kid. Where in the world really is Carmen Sandiego?
I loved that show as a kid.
I did too.
I don't even, I mean, I know
Simon
the name.
Simon would love that show.
I know the name, but I've never seen it.
615-737-1045. We may be able to fit one more in just a moment. You can follow us on Twitter at Midday 180. Today, the final day for production assistant Kendall Warren.
who's been a great addition to the show.
She's done fine work for us. It's work that is below her, quite frankly, and she's never complained about it.
Is she the most overqualified production assistant we've ever had?
Yeah, I think without a doubt. And so we appreciate very much, Kendall, that you were willing to help on all these things instead of saying, what are you guys, crazy? I'm not going to spend time looking that crap up. I'm like a smart person with a big life ahead of me. And someday when you're all of our bosses, we hope that you'll be gentle with us.
Let's pull her to the
grab
mic.
That mic. Yeah, we'd like to ask our favorite interns on their final day, what did you learn here?
And Paul's good at leading this discussion also with the interns. So, Paul, begin.
Well, what did you learn here? The two big questions. What did you learn here, and which one of us is your favorite? That's generally how we go.
Okay.
Pull that close.
Hold it close.
Very close. There you go.
Okay,
yeah,
I've never
all
been
all
on one
now.
Of these before.
Can't be
all
close
right.
enough.
Number one thing, what did I learn? It has to be don't block the box, right? Has to.
Well done. Great answer.
Appealing to the chief.
Has to.
Always
that
a
one.
Smart move.
I take it.
Favorite? Guys, that's a tough one.
That's a Sophie's choice. It's meant to put you in an awkward position.
Y'all are my favorites for different reasons.
Tell us what you like about each one of us.
Okay, I'll just sit here and compliment y'all, right?
Yeah, quickly.
Okay, Hutton, let's see. Okay, he is awesome because he makes the show fun. He laughs at everything when a good joke is said.
He does have a great laugh.
He has a great laugh.
Terrific laugh.
Wonderful
laugh.
One of the best radio voices I've heard.
You're like a clown for her. That's what I'm hearing. You're like a clown.
I'm here to entertain.
Yeah.
PK, I love your rants. When you go on, you're excellent. I love those. When you stand up, get on the microphone, you bring a lot of energy to the show.
Bringing the energy?
Yeah.
It's correct. Yeah. That's a winning answer.
Go ahead.
And we're out of time.
All right, go on.
Chad, let's see. My favorite, let's see. You always made sure I was at the right place because sometimes when we're out of station, I think you always reminded me of that. And
Chad
also,
is the coordinator.
Yeah, resourceful.
Right, you have a calendar.
You handle
Boy Scout over here.
Twitter beef really well.
Oh, thank you.
Because before this job, I had no idea Twitter beef was such a big thing. Radio shows, and you call them out, but you handle it really well.
Thank you, Kendall.
Yeah,
we really appreciate
you handled everything very well.
Everything that you've done for us, and the fact that you wanted to be here was very cool. Because I think you could have been a lot of other places. So anytime you need us, you know where to find us, and stop by.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I had a blast this semester.
Great work. Thank you.
One thing she left off the list, Paul, that you could take note of: she turned her own microphone on.
Oh,
Kendall already had a Paul in that category.
Compliment Kendall on the ability to turn the microphone off.
Good job turning on the microphone. I hit the button two times today. I'm not going to tell you not to block the box today. I'm going to tell you I'm going to do what I got to do to get back to Union.
3HL's next on 104.5.
Paradise Park tomorrow, 6 o'clock.